recognized by the institution. As I told you, a lot of them were working in menial jobs in the basement. So we start to organize that, and I used to speak every year about, you know, why we need to do, why we need to be recognized. One of the things that I always used to talk to the Hispanic community, but also to the rest, is that, you know, we don't have, if you think about it, we don't have a national leader in the United States that is Hispanic. You know, Martin Luther King is the African American leader. You know, he's a national figure. You know, there's even a holiday because of all the things that he did. We don't have a similar situation in the United States for a Hispanic. So, you know, I think having a leader like Martin Luther King would make a huge difference for the Hispanic community. We just don't have it. And we, I don't know if that will ever happen. So we need to deal with it in on the trenches. You know, it's just small groups here and there trying to organize themselves. And then the hospital slowly started to become more realistic about the fact that we need to recognize the Hispanic Month. And because of all the things that I had done, you know, that you're aware of, they decide one year, I think about 9 years ago now, do the Ernesto Gonzalez Day or whatever. And so I was a speaker, and there was other speakers talking about me and things. And at the end, Peter Slavin and Jeff, who's Jeff Davis, who's the vice president of human resources, decided, well, we are now making this a permanent honor to you. And from here on, you know, every year there will be Ernesto Gonzalez Award for community service. And we'll identify every year an employee of the hospital that more or less have gone beyond the duties and recognize that person, and there will be a monetary component to the award that is given. So it's been 9 years now that the award is given. So what specific things did I do that I, you know, deserve this award? It's probably a combination of the fact that, you know, the bilingual signs, the my commitment to the community, bring the community to the hospital, and organizing activities within the hospital, fighting, you know, I had proposed a Hispanic clinic at the MGH, which never really materialized, but I was the proponent. I wrote a proposal on it. I've written a lot of proposals about things. Some of them have been at Congress, some of them have not. But I presume that putting all that those things together, they decided to give me the award, which is, it's very gratifying, but at the same time, it puts a lot of responsibility, as I probably mentioned to you before. I think awards should be given post-mortem. You know, it's when you have already finished your life. Because if I change my lifestyle and become a persona non grata of the hospital, what are they going to do with the award? You know, it's so I'm very proud and very appreciative to the institution for doing that, which has become a bigger and bigger event every year. But at the same time, it carries certain responsibilities, not only because of the fact that I might change my tune, but also because of the fact that if it's just an award that is given to an employee and that's it every year, we have one day celebration and everybody forgets about it, I just don't think that would be the legacy that I would like to leave. The legacy that I would like to leave is that day after day, we're doing something productive for the MGH on behalf of the Hispanic community. And I think now we're starting to approach that. We have now a Hispanic initiative that I founded, where we're developing different things that will improve the quality of the Hispanic, not only employees of the hospital, but the patients coming to the hospital, and will be recognized by the institution. And I think that Hispanic initiative hopefully will be my legacy for the future. So I receive a lot of kudos and official titles and official recognition, both by the medical school and the MGH. But to me, the legacy is that I would like to be remembered will be that I was a pioneer in many, many things. That I decided to stay here, even though this hospital environment, as well as the medical environment, were not too prosperous for me as a person. I could have done better in other places, both financially, and I didn't have to fight City Hall as I went through all many years. But it was a challenge, and I accepted the challenge, and I realized that I'm now a pioneer, because a lot of things that I work for, that I challenge people about, have materialized. And so I think for the people who believe in diversity, I think we have attained significant gains. And some of it is my help and my contribution, some of it contribution for a lot of other people that many times are less recognized than I am, but they have probably done much more. Yeah. So that I would say that will be my legacy. And the most important legacy to me really is how my mother and my brothers feels about me. If my mother looking down feels that I accomplished what she wanted me to accomplish, and my brother feels very proud about me, that's the most important thing. Obviously my family, my children, and my wife, but my brother and I have worked on these things since we were born, and my mother was the one who instilled all this interest in us. And I think, to me, if she's happy, I'm happy.
I can't see how she could be unhappy. You've done so much. So the very final question is just completely is open. If there's anything else that, any other story or any other thought that you haven't shared with us that you think would be important to understanding your life and your work and diversity at MGH and Harvard Medical School or anything, now's the time to bring it up.
Well, the only thing I can add to it is that what I anticipate is two things. One is that this movement on diversity and minority issues, I don't think will go back. I don't foresee that 20 years from now we can say, well, you know, all that movement that we did on pro-diversity or pro-minorities, and we don't even use affirmative action, it was all lost because we're back again to where we were. You know, it's, it will be like going back to slavery, for example, in the United States. I don't think we'll ever go back there. So I think this will be a movement that will continue forward. How fast, how effective it is, I don't know. I don't pretend to know that. But considering the fact that we become more and more diverse as a population in the United States, I don't think we'll ever go back again. So it's moving forward, and I don't see any moving back. So that to me will be an important concept that I have. The second important concept that I have is that I hope that the minorities don't do what the majorities did to the minorities, so that we don't turn the clock around and say, now I'm the majority because there's more Hispanics or African Americans than the non-minorities. Now we're going to step on them. We're going to use now our political and whatever power we have, and we're going to now make them feel like we felt. You know, it will be like African Americans going back and say, well, because I was a slave, I'm going to put all the white people in slavery. You know, and that to me, it will defeat the whole purpose. So I hope that we recognize what we have gained, but also respect the fact that, you know, differences are important, and that white people are as good as minority people, and that it was just a cultural thing, and now that we're changing the culture and people are accepting us, then we should understand what they are, what they contribute, and respect the same way that we're now expecting them to respect us. If we attain that, obviously there will be no more names for minorities and affirmative action, and we'll all be one, you know. And if we attain that in the many years from now, which I'll never see, that to me will be the biggest legacy that the people who dealt with this during the early stages will feel. It will be a disaster if we change it, if we change the whole thing around and then feel that we are now the omnipotent, the omnisapiens of the different groups in the United States. And so I hope that we accept our role and improve in our roles, but at the same time respect the other people, and that we don't stray between minority groups to attain power and whatever. Obviously, human nature is not that simple, you know. It's but to me, that would be the biggest thing that I could expect, that it will be attained by the people in the future.
Excellent. Well, Dr. Gonzalez, thank you so much for having me here today,
yeah,
and for talking to us.
My pleasure.
Wonderful.
Well, I'm looking forward for you to send me that. you know, for me to sign it.
Oh, yep, and I'm